Welcome to the People and Projects Podcast, where you'll find interviews and insights to help you lead people and deliver projects. You can find us on the web at www.i-leadonline.com/podcast. This is Andy Kaufman. Thank you for joining us for this special New Year's episode of the People and Projects Podcast. How many times have you set New Year's resolutions only to have it hit head-on into the wall of reality of daily living? You know my experience in this? New Year's resolutions often don't last the day, much less the end of January. Now, there's all kinds of resolutions you might want to consider, personally and professionally. You know, on a professional level, for the project managers that are listening and you haven't gotten certified yet, why not make this the year that you get that done? It's just so easy to put it off. And for others, there might be some habits you want to improve, such as getting more sleep or going out on a date with a loved one more often. Or there's just countless ideas, but how do you make them stick? Well, on this special New Year's episode of the People and Projects Podcast, you're going to hear from Jordan Goldberg, CEO of Stick.com. Let's get to that interview now. Joined today by Jordan Goldberg, CEO of Stick.com. Stick is my personal favorite system for helping people get past just talking about their goals. They help them achieve them. Stick is based on research done by Yale economics professor and co-founder Dean Karlan. And along with the input and help of some other Yale professors, Jordan was brought on to head up what is now known as Stick.com. Jordan, Happy New Year to you, and thank you for joining us for the People and Projects Podcast.
Thanks for having me. Happy New Year to you as well.
Thank you. You know, this is the time of year that I just know from my own past, as well as talking with a lot of people, this is when we set resolutions for the year ahead. Now, I certainly don't want to discourage anybody listening if they're a goal setter, but let's be honest, Jordan, how long do most resolutions actually last?
Well, that's the problem. Is most of them don't last past the end of January.
Yeah.
And people tend to fizzle out. And, you know, you sign up for a new gym membership, but by February, it's nothing more than a monthly deduction for your bank account. So the idea is make them last.
Yeah, make them last. That's right. And really, one of the ways you make it last is this intriguing premise. You call them commitment contracts. So tell us what a commitment contract is, how it works, and why it's so much more effective than just good intentions.
Sure, absolutely. So, you know, the commitment contract is based on some fundamental tenets of behavioral economics, which is that incentives get you to do things.
Yeah.
And so the commitment contract is basically a binding promise to yourself that you'll accomplish what you've set out to do. Your stated intentions become actual accomplishments by adding in the appropriate incentives and accountability to basically ensure that you do stay on track and meet your goal. So the way it works is a user comes and they make a commitment, whether it's to lose weight, quit smoking, exercise more, study more, save more, whatever it is that they want to work on, and they come back on a weekly basis and they update their progress on their goals in their profile. But users can actually put money on the line, their money where their mouth is, so to speak, to ensure that they're going to succeed, and even designate a referee, sort of a friend or family member, to monitor their progress, make sure that they are staying on track and not lying to the site when they report each week, and even get support from friends and family members and other colleagues to kind of encourage them along the way.
Yeah, I like that. In fact, you know, let's say someone listening, they're like, I want to drop some pounds this year. And would you just walk us through even a little bit more specifically about how they could use Stick to turn those intentions into reality?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, weight loss is actually, you know, our most popular goal. About 40% of our goals are weight loss goals.
Hmm.
The rest you really do run the gamut. But some will come and they say, you know what, I'm going to lose 10 pounds over the next 10 weeks. So each week I'm going to lose a pound.
Yeah.
And they're going to set up that 10-week commitment on Stick, and each week they're going to log in and report their weight that week. And if they don't lose that pound, they're going to face that consequence. So the user's going to come in and they're going to say, okay, I want to lose 10 pounds in the next 10 weeks. That's a pound a week. Each week that I don't lose that pound, I'm going to forfeit 10 bucks to whomever I've designated as my recipient. And there's three places where your money can go. You can bet with a friend where your money is going to a spouse, family member, colleague, maybe somebody that you're a little bit competitive with.
Sure.
Get your hard-earned cash if you fail. We could send it to charity if you want to go to charity. Or we can actually send your money to what we call an anti-charity. And that's where we'll take your money, and we'll actually send it to an organization that you oppose. So let's say, for instance, you're pro-gun control, the NRA will get your money.
Yeah.
And while that's fun and that's exciting, it's actually the most effective technique, because that's really powerful to incent people by taking their money and actually sending it to something that personally resonates with them in a negative way is really going to encourage them to succeed.
Right.
So once they set that, which is what we call the stakes, they then go and designate their referee, which is a select individual, maybe a friend, a family member, a colleague, who can really keep tabs on you. And when you report each week, that referee is responsible for confirming the success of your report, to make sure you're not lying to the site and keeping you honest.
Right.
And that person can blow the whistle on you if they think that you're falling short. Mm-hmm. And then lastly, as your last step, you add supporters. These are friends and family members to be kept up to date on your partners. They don't have the same sort of power that the referee has, but they're there for the moral support, offering you words of encouragement. You know, each user has a commitment journal where they can kind of chronicle their intermittent progress in between the official weekly reports, you know, where they talk about maybe what they ate that day, what they did at the gym. And, you know, your supporters and referees can offer you words of encouragement in sort of that commitment journal, that daily blog. And so basically all those elements combined basically form that structure of motivation. You know, you've got your money on the line, so you've got that kind of financial commitment to making sure you succeed. And then you have your reputation on the line. You know, when you tell, it's one thing if nobody knows about your goal, if you fail, who are you letting down? You're letting down yourself. And a lot of people, they're okay with that. But when other people are aware of it, you know, you're failing publicly, that peer pressure can be used for good. And that's what we're doing, is we're turning peer pressure into a good thing and getting people to encourage them to do healthy behaviors.
Yeah, that's cool. You know, do those supporters or those friends you sign up with, when someone reports at the end of a week whether they made it or not, do they get notified, yes, Andy made it, or no, Andy didn't?
Oh, absolutely. And if Andy doesn't report at all, we'll actually send an email to your referee and your supporter saying, hey, Andy didn't even report at all. Go kick him in the butt and make sure he gets in and submits to his report.
Yeah.
So we will notify them of everything you do.
I love that. I love it.
And everything you don't do.
That's good. And that's all for the purpose of getting us, you know, past just talking about it. And I have to tell you, I set up a commitment earlier this week, in fact, to lose 11 pounds between now and early April, following all the steps you just talked about. And I have to say, my favorite part is this whole anti-charity thing you talked about. Like, I don't have that many enemies that it'd be hard to give them money. And, you know, I suppose giving friends would be a good way to do it, too. I was telling one of the guys who helps me with personal training, he's like, you know what, I'd be glad to be your referee, and I'll bring you chocolate all the time, you know, so he takes my money. But over the last couple days, I got to tell you, Jordan, when the hunger pains have come, it wasn't, well, my friends are going to know about this, and it wasn't, I don't want to part with my money. The thing that's been keeping me out of the fridge and the pantry was, I'm committed to not giving a single penny to the organization I picked as my anti-charity. It is amazing how that's working. Do you have a sense of how many people choose a charity versus anti-charity versus the friend or foe or any of the other options?
Yeah, so about 40% choose charity, 40% choose the anti-charity, and about 20% choose the friend foe. So it's definitely the more popular option. And we actually do see higher success rates amongst the users that choose the anti-charity for the reason that you just talked about. The thought of giving money to an organization that, you know, truly makes you cringe really motivates people to stay on track. So, you know, whatever motivates you, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to give you the options to choose those elements that are really going to motivate you. So for some, the anti-charity is really powerful. For some, the peer pressure is really powerful. But obviously the combination of all the elements, you know, is going to be the most powerful.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, before we wrap this up, Jordan, do you have any goals that you personally are setting for the new year that you're willing to tell this audience that this is what Jordan's going to do?
I am. There's one goal which is a little bit trite, which is to exercise more.
Yeah.
I have not been keeping up with, my exercise regimen. So one is to make sure I hit the gym 3 to 4 days a week,
yeah.
With my girlfriend being the referee.
Is she, is she trustworthy? Are we going to be able to trust her?
You know what? Sometimes.
Yeah, okay.
I think the mistake I've made in the past is I made her my recipient if I failed. And so then there was that encouragement to, you know, not push me to go to the gym. But I think this year I'll have her be the referee, but somebody else, perhaps her roommate, to be the recipient. I'm also going to commit to cutting back on coffee. I'm a little bit upset and ashamed, but I've sort of been getting addicted to coffee. I was never really a coffee drinker until about a year ago, and it's become a daily habit for me. And I don't like the thought of having some form of anything that could be construed as an addiction. So definitely want to cut back on my coffee drinking. And try to get into a better sleep routine as a result as well. So I'm actually going to commit to going to bed at having a regular bedtime and getting up at a regular time to help get my biological rhythm back.
Yeah, good for you. I'll have to check out on stick.com if I can see you on there and keep an eye on you. But once again, doing this publicly, beyond the weight loss, just a high-level goal for us as a family is to try to live the next year more intentionally. And even as my wife and I have talked about that, it seems like it's a perfect example of a goal that's a great idea, but it's doomed to fail unless we get more specific and we turn it into some sort of commitments, like on a weekly basis we will review the calendar for the 3 weeks ahead, or we will go out on a date at a certain frequency per month or something like that. But I got to tell you, I am fully anticipating there's going to be some more action on stick.com from the Kaufman family there, Jordan. So we look forward to
that. Well, good. I mean, you hit the nail on the head. It's really important to have goals that are identifiable and you can have that kind of tangible outcome, something that you can, a barometer that you can really measure yourself against. So make sure when you're making these commitments that they are specific, like go out to eat on a date, once a week, and commit to calling your mother 3 times a week as opposed to talk to her more often, because what is more often? You need to have, those metrics to measure yourself by. And we see a lot of family and personal relationship type commitments, people trying to strengthen, those ties. And so that's critical. And I think you're on the right track.
Yeah. I think you guys are on the right track. In fact, for those who are listening, you want to get beyond actually talking about this stuff and going off and really achieving them in the new year, I recommend, highly recommend, you visit stick.com. That's STICKK. There's 2 Ks there, so make sure you get that. STICKK.com. Check out the show notes for a link. Jordan, I've enjoyed this opportunity to speak with you briefly, and I wish you and love a very happy new year. And thanks again for joining us today on the People and Projects Podcast.
Thanks, Andy. I appreciate you having me on here, and good luck with those commitments. I'll be keeping an eye on them.
Thanks, man.
Take care.
Special thanks to Jordan for carving out time in what you can guess is a very busy time for their organization. And thank you for joining us for this episode of the People and Projects Podcast. In 2010, what are some of my resolutions regarding the podcast? Well, I'm going to continue publishing episodes every other week, and there's already a great lineup that's recorded. And I resolved to work to keep the podcast at, 30 minutes or less where it's possible. And I'm going to keep bringing a project management angle to the interviews, even when the topic is more leadership focused. Also in 2010, you'll be introduced to a premium version of the podcast that'll help you not only learn yourself, but help you develop those on your teams. More on that in the coming weeks. Hey, one last thing. I love to hear from listeners. Would you take a moment to send me an email at podcast@i-leadonline.com? That email address is in the show notes. Did you have a favorite cast this year? What did you like about our shows, and what suggestions do you have to make them better? I look forward to hearing from you. Here's to 2010 being your best year ever. Happy New Year!